CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB Zone website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 19th of April 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Get on the air to care. Cast your RSGB election vote. SOS Radio Week to go ahead. The Radio Society of Great Britain, working in partnership with the NHS, has launched a campaign called Get on the Air to Care to support the emotional health and well-being of 75,000 licensed UK amateurs, just some of the 3 million worldwide. It linked with the radio with World Amateur Radio Day yesterday, Saturday the 18th of April, which also celebrates this innovative global community. Steve Thomas, M1ACB, General Manager of the RSGB, explains, please help to increase amateur radio activity throughout club and repeater group nets, chatting with your friends or just by calling CQ. If you'd like to show your support for the NHS at the same time, Ofcom is happy for radio amateurs to add /NHS to the end of their call signs. GB1NHS, the UK's National Health Service radio communication station, will be on the air as part of this campaign, so listen out for it. The Society's new Get on the Air to Care webpage includes the launch video, which is on the RSGB's own website. Are you an RSGB member? Have you used your vote yet? Don't forget that voting for the RSGB elections is still open, although it closes at 9 a.m. on Thursday the 23rd of April. This is your opportunity to choose who you want to be part of the RSGB board and help lead the Society over the next few years, especially the special web pages on the RSGB website have details of calling notice, resolutions, candidate statements and information about how to vote. The voting result and trophy winners will be announced on the RSGB website on the 25th of April, when the AGM was due to be held. SOS Radio Week will go ahead and all participants able to operate from home using either a special event call sign issued by Ofcom, a club website or an individual's own personal call sign. The event starts at 0000 UTC on the 1st of May and concludes at 2359 UTC on the 31st of May. During that period, participants should make as many contacts as possible with stations at home and around the world. For further details and to register, please visit sosradioweek.org.uk. In many parts of the UK, all the HF amateur bands up to and including 20 metres are being blighted by interference from VDSL. This is the most widespread means of providing residential broadband internet services in the UK. Ofcom, which is responsible for investigating radio interference, says that it receives on average only 6 complaints per year on the topic and won't take any significant action. The RSGB president has written a letter in the May edition of Radcom asking every radio amateur who suffers from VDSL interference to submit a complaint to Ofcom so that we can demonstrate the size of the problem. Please read the full Radcom feature and then look at the Society's special webpage, which outlines the process for reporting VDSL interference and offers you guidance and software to help you. It's on RSGB pages VDSL-reporting. CQ Serenade is a weekly programme for Northern European radio amateurs transmitted in the shortwave AM broadcast band. From the UK, it's recommended that you listen on 6160 kHz during the daytime or 3975 kHz at night. The weekly English language amateur radio programme has a new summer schedule and the programme is transmitted at the times listed on tinyurl.com/CQ-serenade. If you want to get your story or information on the air, send your submissions to studio at shortwaveradio.de. ARIS has postponed schools / group contacts in the USA as well as in South Africa and Romania. At least one contact in the UK has been cancelled altogether. In the short term, ARIS mentors will work with each school organisation in the amateur radio contact queue to determine the way forward. It would rely on local government COVID-19 policy for guidance in deciding whether to cancel or postpone a contact or to modify the contact schedule. Several initiatives are in the works over the long term to transform how they interact with students and host educational institutions in the light of COVID-19 by engaging virtually with students and educational institutions. Harris also is planning several slow scan television sessions during which images from the ISS would be transmitted to at-home students. Some sad news. Mark Lichman, G0TOC, passed away on the 29th of March. He'd been in poor health for several months. He's a well-known RSGB volunteer who had supported the society for a number of years. Our thoughts with his family and friends. Bob King, G3ASA, has also become Silent Key. In 1941, Bob was recruited as a voluntary interceptor at the age of 16, followed by 4.5 years with the Radio Security Service stationed at Box 25, Arklay View in Barnet. There he examined logs from our intercept stations to determine which transmissions were German Abwehr and thus wanted. His work amongst the surviving VIs is legendary, including the annual reunions at Bletchley Park. Condolences to his family at this difficult time. Another Silent Key, Henry Pinchin, G3VPE, was the RSGB regional representative for Region 3 from July 75 to December 81. He served on the RSGB Council from January 82 to December 87. We extend our deepest sympathies to his family. Obituaries for these well-known and admired amateurs appear on the RSGB website. The RSGB has been adding updates to the Sharing Ideas section of its Coronavirus Updates page, which you can find on the RSGB site. There are reports from Denby, Dale ARC, Spalding ARC and Norfolk ARC, as well as news of two new technical videos on ATV and microwave operations that the Society has added to its website. Find out what others are doing, be inspired, and then email comms@rsgb.org.uk to share how your club is adapting to the current challenges. Now for special event news. Peter, G4XEX, will be active as GB4SAH for Stay at Home until the 30th of April, helping amateurs pass the time during the lockdown. Ewan, MM0VIK, is active as GB1COR from his QTH in the Shetland Islands, EU012, until the end of April in recognition and in support for the health professionals and essential key workers during the current coronavirus emergency. QSLs will not be available for this special call sign. 10 OH0 to OH9 special call signs with the suffix PYSYKOTONA, which is Finnish for stay at home, are active until the 3rd of July. They're to raise awareness for social distancing and remaining at home during the COVID-19 pandemic. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or via OH3AC. The RAF Amateur Radio Society will be active in activating the special event GB75VED from the 1st to the 28th of May for members from members' homes. Now for contest news, due to social distancing and movement precautions around the world, most contest organisers are not accepting entries from multi-operator groups or from portable stations. Check the rules before taking part. The first machine-generated codes contest sends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 19th of April, using the 50 and 144 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and your four-character locator. The YUDX contest sends its 24-hour run at 0659 UTC today, the 19th. More information at yudx.yu1srs.org.rs/2020. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, the 80 metre club championships takes place from 1900 to 2030 UTC. RTTY and PSK only, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the SPDX RTTY contest runs 1200 UTC on the 25th to 1200 UTC on the 26th, using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number, with SP stations also sending their province code. Next Sunday, the 26th, the Bartag Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bans the exchange as your serial number only. Finally, don't forget the RSGB Hope QSO party on weekdays. See you at www.rsgbcc.org/hf for more details. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week, we said that we expected the KP index to rise over the weekend because of incoming solar particles from an Earth-facing coronal hole. But we didn't warn you that it was impossible to tell how severe it might be. In the end, it didn't amount to much at all, although the stream was travelling at up to 450 kilometres per second, its density was actually quite low and the KP index topped out at a fairly low 3. The sun remained spotless all week and the solar flux index remained pegged below 70. The only good news was that we've begun to see signs of impending sporadic e-seasons, with one or two days showing a short skip opening on 10 metres into Germany and Spain, and a probable F2 layer or multi-hop sporadic e opening into Paraguay and Brazil on Thursday. We expect to see these increase as we head towards May, so do keep an eye on 28 megs. The FT8 frequency of 28.074 megs will likely be the first to show signs of activity, but don't rule out CW and SSB parts of the band. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index at or about 68 to 70. Conditions should remain settled until the 26th, when the KP index is predicted to rise to 4 due to the return of a coronal hole, solar coronal hole. PropQuest.co.uk shows that the daytime critical frequency, F0, F2, is often exceeding 4 megs, so 80 metres and possibly 60 metres are still best for UK contacts. 20 metres still remains the optimum DX band during daylight, with occasional openings on 17 and even 15 metres at times. 10-metre propagation when it occurs is still likely to be via short skip sporadic E, with very rare F2 openings bringing DX. Now the VHF and up, as high pressure tends to favour cooler areas at this time of the year, it's common to find highs over Scandinavia. Conversely, as the continent slowly warms, there's a tendency for low pressure to form, say, over France or Biscay. That is pretty much the typical pattern we find through next week. What this means for propagation is that the southern half of the country starts with showery rain or thunderstorms and prospects of some rain scatter. This rain scatter option appears to last until about Tuesday. Northern areas nearer the high over Shetland and Norway could see some tropo. This is because another typical feature of spring is that the North Sea is often covered with a layer of misty low cloud, and that makes for good conditions for tropo. So look for paths along the east coast from East Anglia to north-east Scotland or across the North Sea to Denmark and Germany. Most areas see some tropo benefit in the second half of the week. We're heading rapidly towards May, the nominal start of the sporadic E season. The position of the jet stream's upper air patterns suggests that paths towards Spain and Portugal are more favoured, especially at first, with a second option of paths towards Scandinavia. Wednesday sees the peak of the ongoing Lyrids meteor, so look out for increased meteor scatter activity this week. Moon declination goes positive on Tuesday, but with apogee on Tuesday, EME path losses at their highest this week. 144 megahertz sky noise is low. And that's all from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.